Okay, we're picking up from the top of Chav Dal Amud Aleph. We are with the next part of the Mishnah. It said that Beis Din would ask the witnesses, Kamaya Gavo La'ayin Anota, how high in the sky was the moon, what it was looking at, where was it pointed? So Gemara says now, Astira between two braises. Tana Chada, one braise taught us, Litzfona is Dvar of Kayaman. If the witnesses said he saw the sun, the moon rather, to the north of the sun, then his edus would be valid, his testimony would be valid. The droma alamar klum, but if he says he saw the new moon, the sun south, then he has said nothing is going to be dismissed. Vatanya ipcha, wait a second. The braise says opposite, le droma dvar of kayaman, litzfona alamar klum. If the witness says he saw the new moon to the south, his words are going to be valid. But if he says he saw the new moon to the sun's north, it's as if he said nothing. So how do we answer the stira? The one braisa says it's the opposite. Which is it, the south or the north? So where's this little kasha? There's no difficulty between the braises. Kan be mosachama, the first braisa is referring to the summertime. Kan be mosachama, whereas the second braisa is referring to the winter time. So that's we generally remember that the sun always is rising in the east and sets in the west, and it's going across the sky and from the south to north. So now, according to Rashi, Rashi seems to understand that the new moon can only be sighted at the southwest. So we could assume that he means that it'd be sighted from the southern half to the western horizon. And Rashi's understanding that in winter, when the sun is setting at the southwestern point, according to Rashi, then the moon is going to be north of the sun in the summer. Then where the sun is setting towards the north, the moon is going to be set south of the sun. The problem, according to this Rashi, is that this in the Metzius does not seem to fit at all with the astronomical, what we know about astronomy and how it works, even according to Rambam. Okay, so Rashi is a little bit difficult, so someone explain, I'll pay the Meiri a very simple answer to what the Gemara mentions, is that the new moon is always sighted shortly before it sets on the western horizon. So when the Braisa says that moving to the north or to its south, they don't mean to the north or south of the sun, rather they mean to the north or south due west of the horizon. And then the new moon would be setting close to that point of the sun, and then in the winter, when the sun is setting south of this area west to the moon, then it's also going to be sighted there. In the summer, the sun is setting north of that point, and it's also going to be sighted there. Therefore, the Gemara is understanding the contradiction between the braisa, the first braisa, which is talking about that the north is going to be kasher le'edus, then, and the south is pasul, is referring to the summertime. The second braisa, which is telling us the opposite, would be during the wintertime, and that would work much more with the metzius. So that's different explanations. How do we Mitarit Rashi, Tzarchi, and how we work with explaining Rashi, but that is the point of the Gemara now. The Gemara continues now. Tanar Rabbanu, we learn in Raisa. Echad Omer Gavosh De Mardos. If one witness says it was as high as it was a type of stick over here. This was a stick that they used to have to move the animals to keep them going. So this was a standard sign. It's Ove Marda. Like that's the width of it, the width of it, so, or the thickness of it, the volume. So the Marda is a common thing of how the two sticks were high above their rise. And Mechamer Shalash once says three. So then, Edus and Kayamas. Then that's a small discrepancy. We can assume that they made a mistake between the two of them, meaning that each one was evaluating on their own estimation, and that would be that they were saying the same thing. However, Echamer Shalash, Echamer Chamish, already they're two Mardas off. They're two link words off. Then Edus and Batela, that we can't let them be witnesses together because they're contradicting another. So therefore, we're not able to let them be the witnesses together. However, Avam Mitzdarf and Edus Acheres, they can combine with a different witness. If another person had, let's say, five, and the other one said five as well, the other one said seven. So you take out the one who said seven, and the two that said five can combine together and accept their Edus to allow you to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh based on that. Now the Gemara continues. Tanur Rabbanu Leinu Braisa Reuna B'Mayin. If we saw a reflection reflected in the water, Reuna B'Ashas is always reflected through a lantern. Reuna B'Avim, we saw it through clouds. Ein Ma'idin Alav, you're not allowed to testify about it. Chetzio B'Mayin, if we saw half of it reflected in the water, Chetzio B'Avim, Chetzio B'Ashas, Ein Mo'd. Similarly, if you saw half through the lantern, half through the clouds, do not be allowed to make it. And the Gemara says, wait a second. Why didn't in the second half of the statement, Hashtakulu Amar Lo? Now, you told me that if we see all of it in the water, through the water, the reflection, it's not going to be kasher. So then, if you see Chatzim Abai, if you see half of it in the water, I would have a reason, I was a Havamina to tell me that's kasher. Why would the second half of the Braisa need to be mentioned? So rather, the Gemara says, Halchikamar, now this is what the second half of the Braisa means to say. Chetzio b'mayim, chetzio b'rakia. Where you see half of it in the water and half of it in the sky, chetzio b'avim, chetzio b'rakia. Or half of it in the clouds and half in the sky, chetzio b'ashas, chetzio b'rakia. Or half of it through the lantern, half of it in the sky. So you still see half of it. You would have thought that's enough. In that, you're not allowed to be testifying. Right? And that is a chiddush because you do see half of it, not through the reflection, but rather you see half of it. Actually, I would have thought that edus is good, and that even that's not going to be good according to the braisa. Now the braisa another braisa tells us, Tanur Rabbanu, we learn in a braisa, Ra'una v'shov v'shav lo ra'unu. So if we saw, they said that we saw it, but we didn't see it again. Ein me'idin alav. You're not allowed to testify about that. Kol hechi chazu lei va'azeh. Because so the Gemara asks a question though. What do you mean? They saw for like a second, and then they're not allowed to be made. So you have to look at it the entire time. Meaning, what does that mean? Well, if you see it for a moment, that should be enough. So Gemara answers Amar Abaye Hachi Kamar. No, Reuno Me'Aleinu. We were just like looking around, and we saw for a split second something like we thought was a moon. We weren't really paying attention to it. V'Shanu Lerosa Me'Idusinu Lerenu. So wait. Let's look at this. Wait, we could go be made in front of Beastie now. They didn't really pay attention first, and now they're looking at the moon and they can't see it now. Ain't made enough of that. They're not allowed to testify about. Why not? My Taima, because if you weren't really intending on looking for the moon, and you just happened to catch a glimpse of something, so maybe you're just seeing something which looked like a form, like a white cloud, or something that was a crescent, that was really a cloud, and that was not really the moon at all. So therefore, if you didn't think that you were testifying beforehand, then that would not be valid, because we were afraid that you had saw something else. Now the Mishnah is going to describe, next Mishnah over here is going to describe the process of being Mekadosh HaKodesh, of actually declaring Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Beis Din Omer Mekudesh. So the head of the Beis Din says, it is Kadosh. This is now Rosh Chodesh. V'chol ha'am oni macharav Mekudesh Mekudesh. All the people would respond after him. It's Kadosh, it's Kadosh, it's sanctified, it's holy. Now it's Rosh Chodesh. Bein Shinir Mizbano, whether it's seen at its appropriate time. What is considered the appropriate time? The night that begins with the 30th day is considered the appropriate time. The Mishnah describes the 30th day as the appropriate time, because the new moon we know is 29 days, 12 hours, right? 45 minutes, and three chalak, whatever the chalak came after that. The new moon can never be seen before the 30th day from the time the last moon had been visible, and that would be lechora called bismano. It is used for the 30th day of the month, because that's the time when the moon is considered in its appropriate time. Bein shelo nira bismano, or was not seen as appropriate time, meaning it was not seen on day 30. The next day will be Rosh Chodesh in any event. Mekadoshinu, so you still mekadosh it according to this Mishnah. According to Mishnah, we're going to see a machlokas tanaim about this. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Omer, im lo nira bismano, if it was not seen at the appropriate time, in which case was day 31 or Shchodesh in any event, in Mekadoshinu, so you don't need to Mekadosh it, because Shekvar Kidshu Shemayim, that they're in Shemayim, they're already Mekadosh it. What does that mean? So the Lachor just means that the heavenly court already makes it Kadosh. This means that the Beis Din Shemala didn't do it Hashem and Shemayim with the Beis Din Shemala, whatever that is, deeper Kavana. That means they're Mekadosh, so we don't need to be Mekadosh, we don't need to Mekadosh the Chodesh. So Gemara says, quoting the Mishnah, which said Rosh Beis Din was the one who says Mekudesh. So the Gemara asks now, Minan Emila, where do we know that he would say this? Amar Rebbe Chia Bar Gamdam Rebbe Yossi Ben Sholem Rebbe Amar Krava Yidavar Moshe Esmode Hashem Mikan Sherosh Beis Din Omer Mekudesh. From here we see that the head of the Beis Din says Mekudesh. So we see that the simple meaning is that Moshe taught the Chagim to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation over here to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu, as the head of the Beis Din, would declare Rosh Chodesh and therefore establish when the Moadim were happening. Mikan Sherosh Beis Din Omer Mekudesh. That again is a reference to the head of the Beis Din, because Moshe was the head of the Beis Din. So Gemara says, V'cholam onim acharav Mekudesh Mekudesh. Everyone says Mekudesh Mekudesh. It's Kadosh. It's Rosh Chodesh. And Gemara asks Minelan, where do we know this? Amar Rav Papa, because the pasuk says Asher Tikru Osam. You should declare them holy days. Karibay atem. We know that the Torah doesn't have vowels, and that the Masorah for how we have the values is Torah Shabbal Peh. So we have an additional level of interpretation over here that instead of saying Osam, write it as atem, which is telling you atem that you should declare it Rosh Chodesh. That's what we're learning over here. So the Gemara says another source for this. Elahem Moadai. Pasuk says these are my chagim, these are my festivals, which we can learn. Heim is indicating Heim Yomer Moadai, that they should declare that these are my chagim. That Klal Yisrael should also establish him saying Mekudesh Mekudesh. So Gemara says, wait a second now, Mekudesh Mekudesh Trei Zimni Lamali. Why do I need to say Mekudesh Mekudesh two times? So Gemara says, Dichsiv Mikrai Kodesh, because the pasuk says that it is declaring it as Kodesh. So the plural of declaration implies that you're having two declarations. That's why you say Mekudesh Mekudesh. That's why the double lashon is a reference to Mekudesh Mekudesh. Now the Mishnah also said, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Im Lo Nira Bezmano, Ein Mekadesh Noisoi. If they didn't see it in time, we don't be Mekadesh it, because Shefar Kitchu Shemaim. Tanya, we learned it, Brisa. Plamo, Omer. Plamo says, Bismano in Mekachin, the opposite. Bismano in Mekachin, also. When Rosh Chodesh was seen in its right time, then they don't have to declare Rosh Chodesh. Shalom, Bismano Mekachin, also. However, if it was seen at its appropriate time, they would be Mekadosh it. According to Plamo, the whole issue is that we're afraid that Beis Din would announce it and people wouldn't pay attention to it. If Beis Din is doing it during the appropriate time, then you don't need support, because everyone's going to think that it's not Rosh Chodesh and they'll agree with it. However, if Beis Din is doing it not at the Bismano, day 31, then people are going to start Mefakbek on it. So therefore, we need to say Mekudesh Mekudesh so everybody should know and accept this sack. That's the opinion of Plamo. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Whether it was cited in this man or not this man, you don't need a mekadesh it. Shenemar v'kidash shemeshnasa machim mishin. That he understands. The pasuk says you should mekadesh the 50th year. Shani matam mekadesh shetam mekadesh chadashim. This is a reference to the Yovel. So it's telling us that the Sanhedrin has to be mekadesh the Yovel. So then, since they're only mekadesh Yovel, we learn that mekadesh the years, you not have to mekadesh the months by establishing when is Rosh Chodesh. The Minchas Kinnach, I think, points out something very, very important to this whole sugya. It's based on the Ramban, but he's understanding that there's two dinim with regards to the Kiddush HaChodesh of Beis Din. The first is that Beis Din is determining when Rosh Chodesh is. That everybody agrees you need. That's Pasha, that's Play Mode, that's going to be Rabbi Shimon, that's everybody over here, all this Tanaim, are going to agree that they need to establish when the correct day of Rosh Chodesh is. The other concept of actually determining when Rosh Chodesh is by the verbal declaration of saying Mekudesh, that is the Machlokas over here. So that's what the Machlokas is, whether or not you need to establish it. They're only disagreeing with regards to the mitzvah and basin to declare Rosh Chodesh, that's the Machlokas. But everybody agrees you need to ascertain definitively that it is Rosh Chodesh by using the Eidim and having them come and testify that all the Tanaim would agree. And I think that's a very Meduyak. I think that's very, that makes a lot of sense. Just how could it be that nobody, that you need an Eidim? Obviously you do. So that's what he's assuming. All Tanaim would agree to that. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Damar Shmuel, Halacha Kerbelazar Rabbi Tadok, the Halacha follows Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tadok, who says that if the new moon was not seen at Bismano, then Beis Din does not have to verbally declare it in the 31st day of Birish Chodesh. Amar Abai, Afanam Tinu, we could actually bring a raya from this, from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ra'u Beis Din v'chol Yisrael. If Beis Din had seen the new moon on the 30th day, then nechkeru ra'edim, and the witnesses were, they started to interrogate the witnesses and see that they're correct. V'lo yispiku lomar mekudesh hachachashich. However, they didn't finish to get the edus in before it already became shkia and it's dark out. Harezim u'ubar. So the outgoing month would then be full, because they failed to declare the 30th day as part of Rosh Chodesh. So the previous day would have 30 days. Rosh Chodesh would not be until day 31. That's the halacha. Me'ubar in, so we learn, we're dying from this. So it says the lashon that the outgoing month would then be me'ubar, it would be full. However, mekudesh lo, they don't say that the next day you have to be mekadesh. Rashi says, mekudesh lo katani, or is it mekadesh samachai? You don't have to say you're mekadesh the next day, because you're not mekadesh it, because you're not, you don't have to state that it is kadesh. You don't have to say mekudesh the day after on the full month. So Gemara says, no, the Gemara rejects this right from the Mishnah. Me'ubar itzuchale. That's specifically telling us that the Mishnah had to say that the previous month was going to be full, because I would have thought that if it doesn't say that, because Beis Din already saw it, and they were about to start the interrogations, they were about to get accept these edim. Apir somebody, they already publicized that it was the appropriate time. And the Beis Din should therefore not extend the previous month, and they should assume that their previous month mafreya was Rosh Chodesh, even though they didn't declare it before nightfall. The Mishnah had said that the next day you would have thought that you understand that Beis Din maybe retroactively declared Rosh Chodesh. You would come to that the wrong conclusion. So therefore, Kamashvan, the Mishnah, the Tana has to tell us that explicitly that it was extended to tell us that the next day, the previous month was 30 days, and only the day afterwards would then be Rosh Chodesh. Now the Mishnah tells us, next Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel used to have all these different types of moon shapes to, right? The general people did not necessarily were able to describe it. Like if you had to ask me how the moon looks, I'd be able to describe it. It was above this, red horizon, below the horizon. It's very difficult. So you could have shapes showing exactly what they had seen. Betavla v'kotab al-yaso, and they were on the wall of his roof, of his house, upstairs. Shebehen marasa hedyotas, he would tell the simple people, v'omar chazer yisrael chazer, did you see it like this? Did you see it like that? That it was determining what if they were saying the regular thing, they weren't able to answer the questions, so they would be able to do it through the pictures. So Gemara asks, Mishar, but wait a second, are you allowed to have a moon shaped form? Vaksev losasun iti, did not make for me as a pasuk. The whole pasuk says, losasun iti, eloi chesef eloi zav, losasun lachem, don't make for me gods of silver, gods of gold, don't make for yourselves. So we learn, lo sasun kidmos sham shai. This also understand, you should not make images of my servants up on high, which is we're learning out that things that don't make images of those that stand, that speak with me. That's learning out, E.T. is turning out that Hashem Baruch Hu is learning that things that are up on Shemayim, kilo anything that's in Shemayim, which is a reference to also the moon. We're learning out of here, if it's a full fledged Russia, the Raisa or the Rabbanim, it's still also for sure. Either way, it's Pashas, this is a full fledged Russia, it's Mamash the Raisa. So how are we allowed to have these images of the moon? So Gemara says, Amar Abaye, lo asa Torah, ela shamashim la asoisam kimosan. The Torah only made things asr of things which is possible to replicate. Like things of the Kalim, the Beis Hamikdash we're about to mention, those things, that would be asr. However, the body, the heavenly bodies, a person can't replicate these heavenly bodies, that would be mutter. Kiddush Hashem, as the Braisa tells us, lo yasa adam bayis betavnis hahechal. You don't make a house as a replica of the Beis Hamikdash. You shouldn't build a house the same in dimensions as the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, with the, right, the size of the doorway and the size of the thing, to like as a replica of Beis HaMikdash. Don't do that. Okay. Achasadr Shavnis Ulam. Or if you're going to have an Achasadr, like, you have like this open area, like the Ulam in the Beis HaMikdash, the place coming in, the antechamber, coming into the Beis HaMikdash, also don't have those same forms. Chatzar Keneged Azara, also don't have the same sort of the courtyard as the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Shulcha Keneged Shulcha, don't make a corresponding Shulcha Keneged Shulcha. Menorah Keneged Menorah. Menorah connected to menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Agav, there's a very big shaila. If then, how are you allowed to make the machon hamikdash? That's the whole shaila over here. That's a very big shaila based on this gemara. How are you allowed to make the kelim, the replicas of the Beis HaMikdash? So they taina that they're doing is using it in the Beis HaMikdash. They're not using a replica. This is the kelim they want to use in the Beis HaMikdash. However, there was I remember Aaron Soloveitchik was very upset when the machon hamikdash originally started asking Rabbanim about the heter to do these things. I think he was opposed to it. I think I remember hearing that, b'shem him. But so we see also menorah connected menorah, that you're not allowed also to make a menorah, a thing that's a menorah connected menorah. Even a regular candelabra is going to be asr. Aval osa, turning out the next one now, shel chamisha v'shel shisha v'shel shmona. However, if this candelabra you have is of a 5 or 6 or 8, that would be okay. If there's 5 or 6, things to light, lamps, that would be okay. V'shel shiva lo yase, you should not make it of 7 lamps. I feel even of their types of metal, because the pasuk does say vasisa menorah zav Torah mikshat hasa menorah. Clearly, you should make it of gold. But we learn out from there. There's a klal apart to klal. We learn because it says vasisa. So we learn out that in the beginning it opens up that you vasisa menorahs. So you, which is not the, is not indicating any type of material. Because that's what's called a klal. And then zav tahor is a prat. And then it says, and then also it says mikshatas and menorah, which also again does not indicate any specific material. So we learn klal upatu klal, yatadan elke ein afrad, has to be similar to the prat, has to be similar to that, has to be metal. That's according to this, according to the Tanakhama, it has to be metal, that would be usr. Meaning, so b'di'ever, anything that's b'di'ever going to be kosher for the menorah, that is going to be usr to you have to use a seven type of candelabra thing, of 7 wicks. So Gemara says, so Rabbi Yossi, or Rabbi Yehuda says, ashel eitz lo yaseh. He says even of 8 you shouldn't use it, because he learns riboy miyot to riboy. So this method is usually more inclusive. So you're going to say that riboy is vasisa menorah zav is merabe everything. Miyot is zahav tohar. And mikshatasa menorah is telling you again to riboy. So you're remind only things which are not similar to the thing you're limiting of zahav. Something that's not similar to zahav would be something like cheres. Klecheres, which is earthenware, that's not similar to gold. However, thing of eights would be, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, eights is also going to be kasher b'diavet. Kederach also meis chashmonai, the chashmonaim, and Yonah Dioma coming up in the chashmonim, Rashi says, kishagavra yadam ayavanim, ve'otzicham Yerushalayim, ve'otzim Yerushalayim, they left Yerushalayim, v'teres ha-mikdash, v'tar ha-mikdash, v'ayu aniyim, v'lo yachlu asos v'zahav, they weren't able to make the menorah of zahav. So what did they do? So they had it of eights, according to Rabbi Yosef Rehuda, he's bringing a Maisa Shaya. Amru lo, so they said, Misham Raya, from there is a proof in the Beis HaMikdash, they may make it of wood. She put him Shabazai, really, they were spits of iron, it was the inner side was iron. V'chivim Batz, and then they covered it with tin. So his whole Raya was mistaken. He thought the Chashmoni was made of wood. In reality, it was a tin-plated iron. It was really tin. So it was using one of the 7 metals that would be mutter. Heshir Shokasim, not only that, once when they became wealthy, they made them of silver. Chasuv Heshir Osim Shazav, when they became wealthier, they made them of gold. So we see over here that the Pe'etzen is Machokas, whether it has to be metal or even Shal'etz. So Halach Lameis is very important to note this. So someone I know, a big Yir Shemayim, he's coming to Yerushalayim. He wanted to buy a nice candelabra, support the local economy of Yerushalayim, and buy a candelabra at one of the silver stores. He couldn't find any with 7. He has 5 children, and he couldn't find any with 7. So he was wondering, why can't I find any with 7? He realized this gemara is beferish. It's usher. That's why. You're not supposed to have a candelabra of 7. If you already have one, I don't know what to do. But Be'etzem, a candelabra should not be a candelabra with 7 things to it, because that's a domet to the Beis HaMikdash. And we actually paskin against Rabbi Yisrael, who the Shach points out, we hold that any eights would be kosher. If theoretically I have one of wood, that would not be part of the Isser, only if it is of metals, any metal material, we do hold any metal material, so that even like, right, one of silver, that would be a problem. So we hold like this. So, because we should be careful not to buy a candelabra with 7 seven things in it. So now we see over here. So going, the Gemara is understanding that going back to the whole problem is that the servants we mentioned in the first brisa is only things that can be replicated in the Beis Hamikdash, but one can make an image of a moon. So the Gemara says, "Veshamashim sheyeslosos kamosa mishar." Is it really true that things that you can't fully make a replica of that it's mutter? Vatanya, but we went on a brisa. Lo sasun et. We should not make with me. The brisa is teaching. Losasun kidmusham shayim masham zelfanim b'marim. You shouldn't make any images of servants who serve me in Shemayim. So the moon is included in the servants who serve me in Shemayim. So how did Rabbi Gamliel make an image of a moon? Back to the original question. To this, Abaye answers, Amar Abaye, lo asr tera el dmus arba panim ba'de adadi. Abaye says that only the four faces, the famous four faces, the chayos HaKodesh, the holy chayos, in the Marav Yecheskel, which has the faces of an Adam, and it has of a Nesher, a Shor, right, and a Aryeh, different, very, very big things. I'll be Kabbalah and these in Yanim also as well. Obviously, you can imagine very esoteric things in the Marav Yecheskel. So the Brisa is telling us that these, any of these things, a lion, ox, or eagle, that would be Usr. So that's what Abaye wants to tie in, but not necessarily of the moon. The Gemara says, "Elav Ata," but you're assuming it's only of the four faces together. But parts of Adam Lechude Tishrei, it should be permitted to make an image of a person. It should be totally mutter to make an image of a person. Alama Tana, but why do we learn in the Brisa Kola Partsufos Mutar, and that all faces are permitted chutz from parts of Adam except for a face of a person? So according to the Rush, this reference is not rather its entire human body, including the face. That would be the Rosh Hashita. So that some understand it's even the face alone would be part of the Isser. So the Gemara says, Amar Avuna Breder of Idu, we'll get to Halacha Maisa when we finish, we'll get through the Sugya, Mirtz Hashem, soon. But this is very important. The Gemara says, but Pirkei Abaye Shmeili, so from when I was learning Abaye in Shir, he told me, Lo Sasun Iti, we don't learn, don't make with me, Lo Sasun Osi. I mean, Osi means, is that we're learning that it means like me, so like make an image of Hashem himself. So obviously Hashem doesn't have a physical form, but the reference to make a human form of the images of Hashem in Nevuas, that is what's going to be Usr. The Gemara is answering that it's Lo Sasun Iti is reference to not only making the four faces together by one time, rather even human face alone is going to be Usr of Osi. So making the human face is Usr, the human face is going to be Usr when adding to the other three faces. Okay, that's a whole shayla. But that's what comes out so far from the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Vishar, Shemashim, Mishari. But our images, besides those of the four faces, that's going to be Mutter. Vatan, the Brisa tells us, Lo Sasun Iti, Lo Sasun Kidmush, Hamshayim, Hashem, to the Fanim, Barom, don't make some things serving me before, above, Kigon, the Fanim, Shrafim, the Chayas, the Kodesh, Malchay, Asharis, the four different things. This Brisa does not say that it's reference to specifically them limiting to them. It just says Kigon, that it is an example. So the Chor, the sun and the moon are also included. So how could Ramleel, again, Hadar Kosh, the Duch, the Hazar, Ramleel, make an image of the moon? So Abaye wants to answer for now that the only things which are on the upper things, Ragashi says, upper rakias, as there's seven rakias, the Gemara Chagiga tells us, also get very deep in Yanim, the Daikinos, the Chamalavan, the Kuchan Mazos are in the lower rakia, that in the rakia Sheni, the second rakia, there's the seventh heaven, that's the Medora Elion, those things are going to be Usr. However, things like the Shraf and the Chayas HaKodesh, those are in the seventh heaven, but the moon is in the second heaven, that's going to be Mutter. The Gemara says, V'shemadara, Tachlim, Nisharab, is really true that the lower ones, that are the sun and the moon, those are Mutter. V'atane, Asher, B'shamayim, that the whole Pasuk reads, Lo Saseh, L'cha, Pesav, V'chol, T'munah, Shashamayim, Mal, V'arat, Shashamitachas, V'sharim, V'sharat, don't make for yourself an image of anything that's like me in the heavens, above, or earth, or below, right? Don't make any out of these images. L'rabos, Chama, Levana, Kuchavim, Mazos, is coming to include, the Isser is sun, moon, stars, or consultations, those are in the heavens, Mal, from above. The Rabbos Malchay Asharis to include the ministering angels. So we see from here the Brisa is telling us that images of the sun and the moon are going to be Usr as well. So Gemara says, Tanya Ayila Avdam. The Brisa over there is the heavenly bodies are forbidden. It refers to serving them. So with the intent to worship them, that's going to be Usr. No prohibition is going to be, no Isser of just simply making the images. So Gemara says, Ayila Avdam, if it's telling me that Isser is to worship them, I feel a Shilshul Katanami, that's going to be forbidden even in regards to an image of a small worm. So Gemara says, yeah, you're right, in a Chanami, that's true. The Brisa is telling us that serving implies that images, even the smallest thing, even a small, tiny worm, the sign of the Brisa tells us that Sheh Baretz, don't make things on earth. L'rabus harim mikvos yamim naros afikim gos, including mountain, hills, sills, rivers, streams, valleys, mitachas, below, l'rabus shilshul katan, come to include even a small worm. V'asiyah greatest amin shar, but making the images of these things, is it really mutter? Going back to the question. V'atanya, the Brisa says, lo sasun 18 on the Brisa, lo sasun kinmosham shemitam telefana, I could go on chama levana kachavim mazal. It says explicitly making images of these things, the stars, the moon, the sun, all that's going to be Usr. So how did Gamliel make images of the moon? Shani Rabbi Gamliel, da'achiri masulo. So now we're coming out to a different answer. The non-Jews made it for him. The Gemara's understanding, L'chore over here, lo, is a little bit problematic. Normally, there's a Mir La'akam. Mir La'akam is not just by Hilchah Shabbos, by anything. You're not allowed to have a goy do things for, which for you is going to, for you, if things are necessary, going to be Asr. The whole Shaila, what exactly is the Mahus of that Isr? Is it Mimtad Shlichus L'chumra, that he's going to be a Shaliach for that, whatever, whatever it is. Rabbi Gamliel was mutter to do it, maybe because it was only an Isser Darabanan, or maybe for them it's not Asr at all, so you could tell a non-Jew to do it for him in order for the purpose of helping him. Or maybe the Gemara is assuming that the non-Jews did it on their own, and they did, and they just gave it to him, and it was not the Eicher Ma'asulah, and it wasn't for the purpose of him, they didn't have intent to use it, to mamish use it for him, rather, they just gave it to him. So that's what the Gemara wants to tie in right now. But Rav Yehuda, wait a second. There was another case, Rav Yehuda, he had a signet on his ring. This another signet also is Usher, also, as a human face, which is also made on a signet ring, and that's Usher. So that's, and Ve'amar Rav Shmuel Yehuda, Shinana, that used to, that was his nickname, he called him the sharp one, Sami Ene Today. He should wipe out the eyes. Should make sure that you got rid of the image on it. Don't have the image on it. That's going to be Usher. People are going to suspect that you made it and violated, right? This Isser of Los Asa L'chav, of this thing, of Los Asa L'iti, so that would be part of the Isser. So we see over here that even if another person makes it for you, it's still Usher. So the Gemara says, Hasan by the ring, Chotma B'bolas Havad. The signet was protruding. So since it was protruding, that is going to be worse. And we shim chshada because we're afraid of chshad. Chshad is the concept that a person is supposed to do things that people shouldn't be suspectful of him. As I think the Stechemen quotes that the chshad is that they're not a bailam in their own reputation. We assume that that a person has to be ve'yisim nekiyam Hashem Yisrael. That teaches us that you're not a bailam of your own reputation. That you don't have the ability just to. There's two isser when a good person goes into McDonald's. It's similar to lifnei iver. There's two points. Before lifnei iver is the fact that lifnei iver is telling you that people might come to think it's kosher. The second one is that's chshad is that they're going to say, hey, look at the shaykes. He's going into McDonald's even if you're going to use the bathroom, right? That would still be potential. No, again, the whole pshatim of lifnei iver now. But that's this concept of chshad that people are going to think that you violated isser. Him by having this. So that's what's the problem over here. So Shmuel was concerned people would see it and they would think that it was Rav Yehuda's mamish's idol. So that was only when something's protruding because that's only something which they do which they worship. So Gemara says Kedisana is learning the Braisa Tabas regards to a ring that has a signet on it and it's a human face. So then Chot Mabolet if the image is protruding La'nicha Asur La'nicha then it's Asur to keep it to wear it on their finger. Mutter lachtam, but it'll be mutter to use a seal with it because when you're using it as a stamp, the image is going to be totally on the piece of paper. It's not extending out. It's not protruding. So that wouldn't be usher. However, chos moshokeh, if the image is within it, mutter lanicha, then you could even wear it. Ve'asher lachtam, but it'd be usher to seal it because then it would apparently be an image protruding with wax. It would be coming out, and that would be usher because it's protruding. So this is the basically maskana now of the braisa. So this is a whole shayla. How do we paskin? So what comes out is that the reference to a person, l'chora, that only making a human image if it's protruding. So like a statue or something like that, that's going to be usher with regards to a human image. That's what comes out. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes with regards to human. So that's less common. People don't really make statues, but making a picture of design of a person, that would be fine, right? Making artwork or something like that, that would be okay. Where the Isser does come out, it's very clear in the Rambam, Mamish Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, one of those things that you would think is like a Chumrah, but it's Mamish, usher, potentially part of the Mamish Isser Dereisa, is the Shulchan Aruch tells you that you're not allowed to draw images of any of the celestial things, the sun, the moon, and the stars. So that's it's Mamish Aser. So if you look a lot of the children's books for the Chumash, you'll see that they have like the sun always in the corner and always cut off because that they're past the Shulchan Aruch says like that. You're not allowed to draw. So if you draw half of it, they assume it's not a real picture of the moon. The real picture of the stars, they'll only draw parts of it to show that they're not really drawing the whole thing. But this is something that's Beferish and Shulchan Aruch. The Olam is very makele, even the firmest places, the kindergartens, they have pictures of drawing for their kids. I'm not exactly sure. Again, there is a Mordechai. They're already shown him that learn the Sugi a little bit differently. Come at Maskana, also maybe only protruding for the sun and the stars, but it's Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, and none of the real Achronim on the page, at least, maybe I think some Achronim went with this Mordechai, but not on the page, not the Shach, not the Taz, they don't the Grah, none of them argue on the Shulchan Aruch over there. Shulchan Aruch says, it's usher to draw sun, stars, and moon, and even if it's not protruding, if it's a regular image that you're drawing on a piece of paper, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's usher. So definitely could die to be choshish if you can. Obviously, in the Malam, it's still some chai, so people who do it, but if someone has the opportunity to avoid it, you should avoid it at any cost. It doesn't seem to be something that's appropriate to do. So Gemara says, but wait a second, is it really true that we're concerned about a chshada, a suspicion that you violated an isser in these cases? basically going back to the thing. Vahavya ben Kanish the Shafi Yasib Narda. It was a shul in Narda, and it was Shafi Yashiv. What does it mean, Shafi Yashiv? There's a different interpretation. Someone has heard Shafi Yashiv, that it moved, the Shechina moved in the Beis HaMikdash, and then it settled in Narda, because we know that the Shechina left, after the Shechina Kilu left for the Beis HaMikdash, it's now in the Batek Nisil Shababel, the Shechina never leaves even the shuls in Chutzar. So it has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Then we know that they're going to come back in the time of the Renounce, always suggests, for those who have to go to Chutzar in general, if you live in Chutzar, to spend as much time in the shul as possible, because as Mamish Abachina of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. This came out of the Mefarshim Gemara. The Gemara says that the shuls are going to come to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, the Havi Be'ad, which otherwise, so there was a statue of the king. Apparently, they had to, maybe it was in honor of the king. They assumed that it was in honor of the king. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. That they had it there in front of the shul. They entered Davin there. They weren't afraid that people would suspect them of worshipping this statue of the king. So the Gemara says, Rabim Shaini. No, if it was every, it was Rabim, people are going to assume that everyone's going to shul in and out. No one's worshipping that statue. So since there, everyone knows there's no chashad, there's a concept that a lot of people is going to be different. There's no chashad for a lot of people. The Gemara says, Rav Gamliel, Yachid, Rav Gamliel, he had these images of the moon, and why were you concerned of the chashad? The Gemara says, no, Kevan did not see Rabim Gabe. People were in and out of his house all the time. Like Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, his son used to ask him, why do you have a door? People used to be in and out. People would sleep in his bed. Mamish didn't even sleep in his bed. Reb David used to write a lot of stories about it. There were a lot of, after Reb David passed away, it's all this past year. So a lot of people were saying stories about him growing up that he used to stay over from what he remembers growing up as a kid. He literally didn't sleep in his bed a lot of the nights because whoever would come in would get at the bed first. Whoever was there, whoever would get there would get the food. It was Mamish, an open house. They said, why do you have a door? So he said, I want to put a mezuzah. That was the only reason he had a door. And Nechanami didn't have a door. It was Mamish, open house for everybody. So also Reb Gamliel, he was a nasi. Everyone was in and out of his house. So Gemara says another answer. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel's image was made of sections, and they would put it back and forth. Lachor, they'd only be allowed to put it back through a goy. They would put it in sections only when he needed it to show the witnesses, and then it would immediately put it back right away, and so there would be no chshad. Another answer. He was doing it to learn for the purposes of studying. And the pasuk says, you shouldn't learn to do, which means that you shouldn't do anything. Doing these things is only if you're actually going to be practicing it. However, but you're allowed to learn. You're allowed to do these things. You're allowed to draw them up. You're allowed to do these things to know the source of the sorcery, things like that, that would be mutter. You're allowed to learn the practice of sorcery and understand the ways that are Isra Avodah Zarah in order not to engage in them, and that would be mutter in order to do that. That's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that a person's allowed to draw to learn the halachas as well. If you're learning the halachas of the moon and the stars and where they were, and for those purposes, so if you have a picture book on these Gemaras of Rosh Hashanah with the actual picture of the moon, Lechora, that would also be somewhat mutter because, or at least of some of a heter, because I think some of them even blot out part of the moon. If you notice, they have like a thing that looks like they're missing part of the line. That would be on purpose because they're avoiding this shadow. Even if they're learning, if they can, you can get the gist of it without having to do the picture of the moon or the sun. They'll probably do that. So that's a very big shadow that comes out of this Gemara. Okay, but Hashem will pick up with the Mishnah in tomorrow's daf.